Craig Gilbert will be joining us momentarily, and Patrick Marley will be joining us. First, let me thank John Munson for filling in for me for a couple days while I went back to Washington, D.C., because I love it there. And John always does a great job. I wish we all could have gone to Washington, but we couldn't. And so we'll do it again sometime. Today is our one-day Wednesday pledge drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. And joining me in our studio is Lisa Nalbandian. You, of course, get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio, no matter when you listen. And today only, we are asking you to put something back in.
We are here to raise money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What we're looking for, Lisa, is 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight, and we have more than pledges to go, as you can imagine. Our goal this hour is 90 pledges, and your contribution at this very moment will help us get there.
Making this one-day fund drive a success means that we need to hear from you right now, not tomorrow or next week. Give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you, of course, hear substantial topics, and we know you want to hear more than a headline, so we're sure to go in-depth. And do we ever go in-depth on the issues that matter to you, the issues that matter, heavy-duty political issues these days, Wisconsin at the center of national attention with our recall, and we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And we also step back and have fun every now and then. When I went to Washington, I got a copy of First Dogs, American Presidents and Their Best Friends. I will ask Rhonda later during this day, could we please book this show? Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe.
We don't share it with any other organization.
Please make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. A dollar or two a week can add up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you'll enjoy this program and all of the WPR programs that you count on. Make your contribution right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something very special for you this drive. You can get our first ever artist mug when you donate $100 or $50 or more. This mug was designed for us by Hamilton Wood and Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Ask for it now when you make your pledge of $150 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, Craig Gilbert will be joining us, and then Patrick Marley will be joining us. Craig, of course, the Washington correspondent for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Washington Bureau Chief, and Patrick is the Madison Bureau reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We have so many things to talk about when it comes to politics. We have so many things to talk about. Discussions like these possible only because of your financial support. Please give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for various reasons. One of the main reasons is that they want to make a difference. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and help your local community.
Maybe you donated a few years ago. You feel like you have done your part, but you enjoy listening to this station year after year. And we, of course, need your continued support to keep this organization strong. So please join us. And what's the number again, Lisa?
888-202-2552.
And thank you very, very much for all of your support. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Lisa. We have a lot to talk about. The president went, and I think it was pretty much under the radar, to Afghanistan. It was quite a setting for his speech to the nation last night. We will be looking at that. Craig Gilbert is joining us. He has a story in today's front page story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Candidates spar over jobs and unemployment. He looks specifically at what's the record in this city of Milwaukee and how the candidates are addressing Milwaukee issues in this campaign. We have a lot to discuss with Craig, and we'll be welcoming phone calls as well. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, for you to join our conversation with Craig Gilbert. And Craig, thank you very much for being with us today. Hi.
Nice to be with you.
So the president went to Afghanistan. Did you know that he was about to go there, or was this really a secret?
No, this was a secret. That's the way they do this. I mean, President Bush did the same thing, particularly when he was visiting a war zone. So they keep these things under wraps until they announce them.
Mm-hmm. When he was talking about we need to give the Afghan government and the Afghan people an opportunity to stabilize, it did indicate, and people aren't going to be happy to hear about this, that that stabilization process really could take years and years and years and years. Did you have a good sense after listening to him how we help with stabilization, what it means for a country to be stabilized?
I think that's been a little murky all along. I mean, really, that's a question I think our leaders have had trouble answering, and I don't know that the answer is going to get any clearer in time. You know, Afghanistan has been a really hard issue not only to deal with on the ground, but also just to explain and talk about and define for the last two presidents. So, no, I'm not sure I could tell you in crystal clear language what the barometer is.
Is this an issue that works well for him in the presidential campaign, or is it best taken care of now and then move on to other issues, Craig?
Well, I think Afghanistan is the kind of issue that, you know, probably can only hurt you more than help you. I mean, if you can, you know, your best hope is that it's not making news. I think that exerting presidential leadership abroad generically is a potential good thing for this president. Obviously, they're going to try to focus a lot of attention on aspects of his foreign policy record, including the death of Osama bin Laden. So I think in a more general way, him being kind of seen as an active leader on the world stage, they think is a plus. I don't think they think it's going to be the decision maker in the election compared to the economy. But I think this is one of the cards that an incumbent president can play. We saw that obviously in a big way in 2004 when President Bush won a very narrow re-election. You know, many people think on the strength of what was going on, the strength of foreign policy and the strength of the war, even though it was a big negative for some people, he really ran on kind of decisive leadership and carved out a narrow victory.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to state politics for a moment. You have a front page story today. Candidates spar over jobs and unemployment, but do their numbers or their claims add up? Milwaukee is receiving some attention. Governor Scott Walker has done that in the past few days, looking at the worst jobs record. He says, well, the Democrats have said that about Governor Walker, and now Walker is saying that Tom Barrett's jobs record is not very good in the city of Milwaukee. Where is the truth?
Well, you know, this gets so complicated by, A, the data, which is we probably in some ways read too much into it because we've got lots of different numbers measuring lots of different things that are subject to survey error, like all surveys. And every time a new number comes out, the latest monthly report, it's jumped on by the media and also by the contestants in the campaign. And sometimes these numbers change over time and are revised. And so it's a murky subject. And also it's murky because it gets into the whole question of how much a politician or an elected official can really do about moving these big economic indicators, particularly at the state and local level, the local level even more so than the state level. I mean, one of the charts I had in that story was showing that all three of the leading candidates for governor, Faulk and Barrett on the Democratic side and Walker on the Republican side, you know, were local officials during a stretch both before and after the economic crisis. And the same thing happened to the unemployment rate in each of the three jurisdictions where they governed. I mean, it followed the same chart, which tracked the national trends, which was after performing pretty well, everything, you know, the unemployment spiked as a result of the national crisis, and now it's coming back down again. So it's also murky in this case because when you're talking about Milwaukee, you've got the one the one potential Democratic candidate, Tom Barrett, being the mayor of Milwaukee, and the governor, Scott Walker, having been the Milwaukee County executive during much of the time that Barrett was mayor. So, you know, when Walker attacks Barrett over Milwaukee, I mean, part of Barrett's answer is, well, you were county executive for much of that time, too. And so it's a tangled subject. And what I tried to do in this story was just put out some numbers that, you know, that kind of frame the discussion. I mean, it is true that Milwaukee has a high unemployment rate, even compared to other big cities. And it's true that it went up under Barrett, although, like I said, it tracked the national trend. It went up as a result of the national financial meltdown, and now it's coming back down a little bit. It's also not true, as far as we can tell from the data, that Milwaukee is driving the sluggish job growth we've seen at the state level for the past year or so, which has gotten a lot of attention. The fact that Wisconsin lags other states in job creation in the past 12 to 15 months is not really, as far as we can tell from the data, driven by factors peculiar to Milwaukee, as Governor Walker has kind of suggested, or his campaign has kind of suggested in saying that Milwaukee is the albatross or the anchor around the state. Really, that most of the job losses that have been measured, the estimated job losses, have actually occurred outside the metropolitan Milwaukee area.
I want to ask Craig if we're going to have anybody from the administration come to Wisconsin to campaign, if that might happen before next week's primary, if it would happen after the primary, or if they intend to not come here at all. As you know, Governor Chris Christie was in Wisconsin yesterday campaigning for Governor Scott Walker. But first, I am Kathleen Dunn, and Lisa Nalbandian is joining me in our studios. You can help make this program possible, and it's a really important discussion, particularly right now. It's just unprecedented what's happening in the state of Wisconsin. When you make a pledge of support today, it's a one-day Wednesday drive.
This membership drive is only one day long, and this means more talk about the issues you care about and less fundraising. But it only works when you give, right now, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 82 more pledges in the next 45 minutes to meet this hour's goal. And the hourly goals are really important to make sure we end one day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of all the issues. Just think of all the issues that you have heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year. It is phenomenal. There are so many. And all of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And do it. This is the best reason ever. Do it for all that you have learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And giving could not be easier. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it. Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can, or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, it's us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers from Car Talk.
Here with a little help for the donationally challenged.
Right. We used to call you cheapskates, but the people at NPR told us we shouldn't do that anymore.
Anyway, we've been studying the excuses that people give for not pledging money to the state.
Believe it or not, a lot of people say they just don't know how much to give. You know, how much is appropriate?
So we've come up with a simple formula to help you figure out how much to pledge.
Well, I'm ready. How's it work?
Well, my brother's going to do the calculation.
Go ahead. Tell me what to do.
You ready?
Yeah.
First, take the current mileage of your car, and if you have two cars, add them together and divide by
1.8.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
Now add up the total number of radios you have in your household.
Yeah.
And divide that by the number of people living there.
I got that. Yeah.
Okay. Now take Avogadro's number and divide it by your IQ.
You can't divide by zero.
Forget that step. Now add all the numbers together. What pledge amount do you get to?
Equals 54,836.
I think your dots are off my formula.
Listen, the bottom line is that it doesn't matter how much you pledge. Every dollar makes a difference.
I'm going to go back to the drawing board, I think. But in the meantime, here are some folks who can give you some real pledging advice.
Oh, and we're happy to do that. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian. Make this program possible when you make a pledge of support today during One Day Wednesday.
on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you. You get these programs at the touch of a button or the click of a mouse, anytime you want.
So we are looking for 80 pledges now in the next 45 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully. So a gift of a dollar or two a week is really all that it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pass the hat, pay the cover, buy a ticket. There are many ways to say it, and the request is the same. Pay for what you use and what you enjoy. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And think of all you've learned. I like that one. Think of all you've learned. Think of it. Craig Gilbert is our guest now. We're in the middle of all kinds of political happenings, and Craig is Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Feel free to join our conversation. I know there's a heck of a lot going on this morning, but you are welcome to join. We've got a recall race going on. The president was in Afghanistan. If you have political thoughts that you would like to share, our on-air number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Craig, I know that Governor Christie was in yesterday campaigning for Governor Walker. Does the administration, the Obama administration, plan to send anybody either before the primary or after the primary?
I don't think they'll send anybody before the primary since it's a Democratic primary, and it would be awkward, I think. It would raise questions about taking sides. But I think it's an open question about whether they do it before the June 5th election. I think, you know, there's been real ambivalence, if not reservations, kind of on the part of some national Democrats, including the Obama folks, about the recall scenario in Wisconsin because, you know, they, first of all, it's something outside of their control. And, you know, if you think that Scott Walker has a better than even chance of surviving the recall, then you've sort of then what have you accomplished? And you've certainly fired up Republicans. On the other hand, it's also seen as a kind of a warm-up, organizational warm-up for the general election in a way that might be helpful for Democrats, especially in dealing with some of the new election rules in Wisconsin. So it's a mixed bag, and but some risks on the Democratic side, and those risks include, you know, what's the calculation that they'll have to make about whether it makes sense to come here and campaign on the ground in a vocal way about the recall election. I think there may be people in his base in Wisconsin that want to see that or expect to see that, but I think it's a tough call for the White House.
Mm-hmm. The money that's being spent in this race is absolutely phenomenal, Craig, isn't it?
It is, and it's, you know, we knew it was coming, but it's still kind of amazing to see the numbers. Scott Walker is a fundraising machine. He keeps talking about all the money that's going to flood in against him from outside the state, but right now that money is flooding in for him on his behalf from outside the state, and he's raising incredible amounts of money. The whole election will end up dwarfing other Wisconsin elections in terms of everything that's spent. It does remain to be seen how much will actually be spent against him. I don't think the unions have an unlimited purse, and I think part of the hand-wringing on the Democratic side has to do with, you know, how much can they afford, how much money is this recall effort going to suck up, and will it be worth it? But he seems to have a real spigot on his side, and he will not be hurting for money. I think the Democrats have to hope that this is an election where people are so impassioned on both sides that is not driven by money, but money always matters.
Well, where is the money for the Democrats?
Well, there's, you know, the biggest single amount has been spent on Kathleen Falk's behalf by unions, particularly Wisconsin unions, public employee unions. But again, the question is, if she ends up losing the primary to Barrett, then that money, you know, will have gone to somebody who isn't their nominee, and again, in a limited universe. I mean, there will be money spent. You know, there will be money from outside. There will be money spent for Barrett if Barrett's the nominee, or Falk if she's the nominee against Scott Walker after May 8th. But it's not going to be on the same level as what I think Republicans are spending, because it's a finite universe here, and the unions have other races, and Democrats have other races to worry about too. So I don't think they can compete strictly on the money front with Republicans. And again, you know, this is one of the issues, sort of strategic and tactical issues that the recall has raised or posed for Democrats, is that, at what point are they tapping themselves out?
Right. Let's go to Earl joining us from Medford. Hi, Earl.
Hi, and thanks, Craig, for the great quality of output you have in the Journal Sentinel.
I wanted
to know about Grover Norquist-type pledges that legislators and elected officials make, never to raise taxes, and if that's more of a federal office or if it's getting down to state as well. Shouldn't we know before we vote for somebody whether they have signed a pledge to a lobbyist not to raise taxes?
Well, yeah. I mean, you should know everything you can about the candidates. I think it has filtered, beyond federal lawmakers. I don't know the exact answer to your question. You know, there's a little bit of pushback on the pledge thing, but not a whole lot. I mean, there are individual lawmakers on the Republican side, for example, that have groused about the pledges or said they're not going to sign pledges in the future. But it's not exactly rebellion. I mean, the Grover Norquist pledge has proved to be incredibly politically effective for him and for his agenda in that sense. It should be something that we should be reporting, certainly, and the voters should be aware of. A lot of people are uncomfortable with pledges. Some people see it from a different perspective and see it as a way to, you know, kind of really leverage their power and influence on people they elect. But it's kind of a reality of the political landscape today.
Except for pledges to Wisconsin Public Radio, which, of course, people have no problem with whatsoever. Right, Craig? Did you go to the Washington Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
It was interesting. I've gone for many years. I wasn't planning on going this year, and I didn't buy tickets myself, but another reporter I know had an extra ticket that I bought at the last minute, and I got to meet Charles Woodson, which was a personal highlight for me, and interviewed him briefly about the NFL draft that the Packers had, which he was very, happy about. So I did a little work while I was there for the paper, and you know, it's become an incredible spectacle that I think a lot of reporters have mixed feelings about. It's just sort of this, you know, it's kind of morphed into a monster, and a lot of glitz, a lot of mm-hmm. celebrities, half of whom many of us don't recognize, and then a lot of political people, and that's where the kind of that part of it comes in. And so it was a, you know, in many ways, a typical White House correspondent dinner. You know, I don't know how many people watch this on C-SPAN or watch it on the cable shows. Obviously, I think the audience is probably growing. But it's just a strange, kind of a unique Washington event.
Hmm. I was in Washington over the weekend, and I must tell you, there's a little part of me that would like to have a chance to see political celebrities, and I saw absolutely nobody the whole time, but it was great. I was just a tourist and had a marvelous time. But they did have some of the dinner on TV, so that's how I watched it at the hotel. While walking through Washington, which I was amazed how many homeless people were sleeping on park benches in Washington.
That's been, you know, a reality in Washington for some time,
mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, that's just part of the landscape in Washington. I don't know what else to say about it.
Craig, I thank you very much. I know it was kind of a weird half hour here, but we covered some territory, and thank you for all the reporting. You must be incredibly busy these days.
It's crazy. I'm coming back to Wisconsin for 2 weeks starting Saturday.
That'll be nice.
So looking forward to that, and I'll probably be back again after that before the June 5th election. So it's just, I just keep thinking about the feeling that when we all wake up after June 5th, it's going to feel like our election year is over because we've been through this ringer, and yet it's some ways it's only just beginning. So crazy, crazy year.
Yeah, it'll be busy. Thanks, Craig.
Okay,
Gilbert,
bye.
Our guest, the first part of this program, he is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm jealous. I would love to go to the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know why. I wouldn't want to get dressed up, but it would be fun to just talk to everybody. I kept looking for Clarence Page. I wanted to run into Clarence Page on the street. Clarence, where are you? I'm Kathleen Dunn, and Lisa Nalbandian is joining me here in our Milwaukee studios. And you hear on this station about topics big and small, and it's why you listen, and it's also why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-255-2 is really crucial because today is One Day Wednesday.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising. So we're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, it's only one day, which means you need to get on that phone or go to your computer. We're looking for another 72 pledges in the next 35 minutes. You said you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We're with you. It's a good idea. We can only do that, though, with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month, which would be ever so nice, will only take a few minutes. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that stopped you in your tracks, something that was really interesting? We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's really easy to give to WPR. It just takes a gift of a dollar or two a week and only a mere few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you'll enjoy this program and all of the WPR programs you count on. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today. Not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
And pledge, please, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Pledge right now.
Thank you, Lisa. On to more politics, this time exclusively here in the state of Wisconsin, although there may be national ramifications for what's happening in the state of Wisconsin. Patrick Marley has joined us many times, Madison Bureau reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I want to remind you that we're doing this one day pledge and we've got all this politics going on, but I don't want to exclude you from this conversation, and you can call in. We're less than a week away from a primary now, and I know that a lot of you have things to say about this, so feel free to join our conversation with Patrick. Our on-air number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655 for you to join our on-air conversation. Patrick Marley, Madison Bureau reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Hello, Patrick. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
I want to talk a little bit more about this money. You had a front page story yesterday, and it had all the money that each of the candidates has raised for governor. Scott Walker has raised $13.2 million. Tom Barrett, $831,500. Kathleen Falk, $977,000. Doug LaFollette, $118,000. And Kathleen Vineout, $44,000. This is an astounding amount of money that the governor has raised, isn't it?
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is raised since the middle of January. So that's
Oh, my goodness.
This is he's raised $25 million since January of 2011. It is they are numbers unlike anything we've ever seen in the state. It is a mountain of cash.
What will they do with all that money, Patrick?
Well, you've probably been watching your TVs and seeing some ads. So they spent a lot of the money there. We've also seen that Scott Walker spent a great deal of money on fundraising mail. So he puts in a lot of money to make the money that he gets. It's got an aggressive program of sending letters out to people, contacting them, and asking them for very large donations as well as very small donations. You know, the $500,000 that he raised from Diane Hendricks in Beloit grabbed headlines, but also making up that $13 million is a lot of, you know, small donations of $50 or $100.
Mm-hmm. The mayor of Milwaukee made this statement, I think, on the news last night, that he said this may be a very unusual race and that the person with the overwhelming financial advantage will not win. Is that possible, considering the amount of money? What role does money play in electing someone?
Well, money is important in who gets to be governor or president or anything else, but it's not the only thing. I mean, I think that fundraising is one reason that there's been a lot of focus in the Democratic primary on Mayor Barrett and Kathleen Falk. You know, they're better known. They're better able to raise money than Doug LaFollette and Kathleen Vinehout, in part because they're better known and because of their positions. But that they've really separated themselves from those other two Democratic candidates. We're going to see another poll from Marquette today.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, over the lunch hour. But, you know, previously what we've seen is Scott Walker has led in the polls but been very close to that 50% mark or not even over it. And so we'll see what happens today with the latest numbers. But he's been spending a lot of money, and, you know, he doesn't have a breakaway lead by any means. So, you know, this election is it's close. I mean, well, we'll see in 2 hours how close it is.
Right.
But so far what we've seen is that it's been a close election with the edge to Walker.
And Kathleen Falk has been receiving quite a bit of money.
She's been receiving a lot of support independently from this union-backed group called Wisconsin for Falk. They've spent $4.5 million in recent months with ads promoting her. So that's a definite help to her. Though she has lagged in the polls behind Mayor Barrett.
But you'll be interested to see if that changes at all with today's poll.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What time is that coming out?
I think that they're putting out the full results at 1 o'clock. Marquette is doing some of Mike Goucher starting at noon or around noon.
Okay. It's always something, isn't it, Patrick? I mean, there's something going on all the time.
It's been that way for over a year now.
I know. We're going to welcome phone calls for Patrick, too. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. If you're on hold, please stay where you are. We're also taking care of very important business here. Today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. It means we're doing an entire pledge drive in just one day. Your pledge is very, very important. Listener contributions make up, I don't know if you know this, but you make up nearly 40% of our budget.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100. Every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we need 64 more pledges. Yes, we need for you to feed us. Got the reference, the Beatles, when I'm 64. We need that to meet this hour's goal. 20 or so minutes to get those pledges instead of a week of fundraising, which nobody really wants to have. The fund drive is only going to last a day, which means you need to step up to the plate, please.
We're asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all you receive here. It's a 3-minute news update, and our news is fabulous. 60-minute talk show. You hear about the topics that affect your life. Think about the political news that we're giving you. We're the only station that's doing in this kind of depth. You hear about this on Wisconsin Public Radio. We keep you informed. Listeners like you help pay for the quality of programs that keep you informed that you hear every day. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible. But only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
And all you have to do to pledge is go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. your gift could be $50, $100, $500, or above and beyond. Whatever amount you choose is, of course, the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you listen to WPR on your way to work and on your way home every day and an hour or two every weekend, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
Yes, you are. And we are asking, if you've never given before, please give. And there are people out there, it's hard to believe, but there are some of you. And we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. It makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you will find anywhere. Give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This weekend, you'll enjoy your WPR programs like Car Talk and What Do You Know without fundraising. That's because this is the first and only day of this pledge drive. Help us meet our entire goal with just one exciting, successful day of fundraising. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And give any amount that's comfortable for you. WPR.org, again, 888-202-2552.
We won't be asking you for your pledge tomorrow or the day after or this weekend. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Join in the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Lisa. We are still needing 64 pledges. Come on, everybody. Make a habit of donating. Pledge your support today. Renew the support every year and pledge right now. And how do you do it, Lisa?
WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Oh, my gosh, you memorized the number.
I did.
Well, isn't that something? I don't know if I could see that right now. All right, let's go back to Patrick. Actually, let's go to some phone calls for Patrick. Patrick Marley is our guest, and he is the Madison Bureau reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And let's go to Mike in Bayfield. Hi, Mike. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem. I have a question for Patrick. On the 23rd of March, a complaint was filed with the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, and it claims that the American Legislative Exchange Council has provided scholarships and gifts to 43 legislators, standing legislators in Wisconsin. And those activities appear to be illegal according to Wisconsin statutes. I wondered if you'd heard anything about the Accountability Board and when they're going to act on this complaint.
Accountability Board conducts its investigations in secret, and it tends to take a lot of time. That's a function of it being a small agency, and they're charged with a lot of duties, particularly now with recalls. They are in charge of both the state ethics code as well as administering elections. So when we have recalls, that most likely slows down their other business. So I would expect that we don't hear what they're going to do with that case for months, most likely. The American Legislative Council, Exchange Council, is a group that provides model legislation to legislatures. It's a conservative group, and so they promote photo ID laws, for instance. And they've been doing that for more than a decade. I don't know how long exactly. Republicans in the legislature have participated in those events, a good number of them. They go to conferences. They have reported this information on their ethics disclosures. And in the past, the Government Accountability Board and its predecessor agency, the State Elections Board, or I guess at that time it was the Ethics Board, has found that attending those kinds of events was appropriate because there was legitimate state business involved. They were discussing legislation or types of things that they wanted to promote. This group has filed a complaint saying that they feel that it's a gift to legislators that they cannot accept. If you're a public official in Wisconsin, you can't receive something because of your position. You can give somebody money to their campaign, but you can't give a state senator $1,000. And so they're alleging that attending these kinds of conferences is a gift that is not allowed under the ethics code.
What's the latest on the voter ID now, Patrick? Where does it go next in the courts? It won't affect anything for the primary or for the June 5th election, or is that not right?
That's that looks all but assured that the voter ID law will not be in place for certainly not for Tuesday, not for the June 5 recall, and very likely not for the November elections. That's because the one Dane County judge has declared it unconstitutional. It's before the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals tried to take that to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to take it. We're going to leave it with the Court of Appeals to rule. That's usually a 9-month to 15-month process. So, and that's just one case. There's another case where there's a temporary order blocking the voter ID law. The Dane County judge in charge of that case is likely to make a final decision in June. It would then be appealed. The Supreme Court also refused to take that case, so that would have to go through the normal appeals process, again, which takes about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have two pending federal cases, and there's been no ruling in those cases.
That's good, Nick. Thanks, Mike, very much for the call. Ann in Hortonville. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. In fact, I do listen to you a lot, and I really enjoy it and give. My comment is that I want people to investigate, check out the person that is wanting our votes to run for the office. Some people just vote one way for that one party all the time, no matter what. And I want people to check out what they stand for, what they plan on doing.
How do people vote, Patrick? Are they sophisticated, knowledgeable, or do they most people just watch TV ads?
You know, I think if anybody can answer that question, definitively there's be a lot of politicians who are happy. You know, the behavior of voters is very, very hard to determine on a macro level. Obviously, you have some voters, both conservative and liberal, who are incredibly engaged. I mean, each party has its base, and they're very active. You have a lot of independent voters who may vote one way or you know, may on the same ballot vote for a Democrat and a Republican who are also very engaged, paying close attention to what's going on. And then you have a number of people, I don't know if it's a majority, I don't know if it's a substantial minority, but obviously some number of people out there who have only a vague notion of what's going on may vote on their impressions of a candidate. Mm-hmm. You also have situations where somebody might know enough about a presidential candidate that they decide to go vote that day, and then there's a bunch of other offices on the ballot that they might not know anything about. Does that person decide not to cast a vote, or do they say, well, I'll vote the same party as the president, or who knows what they might choose?
We have a couple minutes. I want to focus just a little bit on those Senate district recalls. Those don't look very promising, all but one for the Democrats. Is that a good reading of it?
The polling that we've seen has shown a close race in the Racine district between Senator Van Wangard and former Senator John Layman, who's a Democrat. In the other races, the Republicans appear to have a good to very substantial advantage.
Mm-hmm. And we need, as voters, to understand which have fake Democratic candidates running?
All races have fake
All
Democrats,
do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so you're waiting for the latest poll to come out from Marquette. Anything else that we ought to be aware of that's going to be huge? Although you never know what will be huge this week.
We don't know what will be huge, but there will be plenty of news politically to come ahead, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Patrick, thank you, as always, for being with us. I know you're a semi-regular guest, and we count on your expertise. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Patrick Marley, Madison Bureau reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Today is One Day Wednesday. We do this kind of political discussion, as you know, all the time on the Ideas Network. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Just returned from Washington, D.C., and I could be there for every vacation for the rest of my life because I'm such a political junkie. I love it. This is your radio station. These kinds of conversations are not only interesting, they're just so important for all of our lives. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you depend on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day, and that day is today. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2000. 2552.
We need to pick up the pace just a little bit, everybody. First, though, let me say thank you for all of you who have stepped up here and pledged. But we need to stay on track about 56 pledges for this hour. Please make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do, so make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying our conversation with Craig Gilbert and Patrick Marley, both from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one concentrating on Washington news, but also state news as well, and the other on state news. What a year this has been. What a time we are in. And we will continue to bring you the next couple weeks. Will be very interesting in the state. Heck, the whole last year has been very interesting. And it's great to be able to have in-depth conversations and to hear your thoughts, too, about what's going on. Please take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come, and there will be many hours possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your support at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org, and of course you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that is close to you. I know that we have on this show, we cover so many issues that are close to you. Healthcare, state issues, literature. We bring you shows that you will find, and you let us know that you like them, relevant, interesting, and also enjoyable. I know the show and the station touches your life in a meaningful way, so please make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step that began a wonderful journey.
And now we ask you to take the next step and become a financial supporter. The step from listener to supporter is easy.
You decide how important WPR is to you. You decide how much you want to give, and then you make a pledge. Take that step right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I do feel that it's important to give what you can to public radio.
It's really important to support this kind of programming. It's not available elsewhere.
This is a station that sometimes challenges my assumptions.
I have found new friends that keep me really informed.
It's a station that doesn't always agree with me, which is what people seem to like to listen.
And I just feel like it's stealing to listen and not contribute.
I choose to become a member. You should choose to become a member, too.
We are looking for 53 pledges in the next, oh, I'm so bad at math. I know I should have
six minutes.
Math. Thank you. 6 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are very important to you. Thank you in advance for your gift. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 if you haven't yet made a gift.
Like Kathleen said, we're looking for about 50 more pledges in the next 5 minutes to meet this hour's goal. And these hourly goals are so important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
You know, a gift of a dollar or two a week is really all it takes, and your gift right now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the whole year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have so much to celebrate today. We have great programs, great listeners, and we're doing a fourth annual one-day pledge drive.
So please join in the celebration. And the pansies are out. The pansies are thriving right now. Support the programs that you count on every day. Make this tradition of One Day Wednesday a success. It really is a good idea if we can make it work every time we do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, online. We keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization. Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you're aware that Wisconsin Public Radio has a reputation for quality and also for substance. And it's your contributions in the past that have gotten us to this point. You are just a vital part of this whole operation. Your pledge today will take this kind of strength into the future.
Your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance you count on in our programs every day. Pledge your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the almost 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount is pooled with other member contributions to make up nearly 40% of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you great programs every day. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're getting very close to the end of the hour, Lisa. We need 50 more pledges to stay on track. 50 pledges, which we ought to be able to do. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Trying to get an entire pledge drive done in just one day is a risk. But we know that you're up for the challenge. Be one of the 50 people to pledge right now to make this hour's goal. Just a few more minutes left. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now we're down to 48 pledges. We need 48 pledges to stay on track. $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is a little over, you know, you can do this, most of you, 30 cents a day. It's pretty, that's okay. And when you think about it, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things that you value a whole lot less than WPR.
So spend a little right now, and you'll get a lot in return. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Either way, you'll be investing in a station that you use.
You made the decision, and a good one it was, to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the decision to support WPR financially. The correlation is really as simple as that, and pledging is very simple, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're 46 pledges now that we need.
In the next minute or so, this is a one-day drive. It works when you take part. Help us out. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we should tell you that you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. That's kind of neat. The mug is made in the U.S. The artwork was specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Get yours when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you from Patricia in Marshfield, Joe and Mary from Junction, Susan from Palmyra. Thank you so much. Pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just a minute left.